tonight is celebrate the Feast of Trumpets, even though at the same time there are many churches all around the world that they're hiding tonight. There are churches that believe this is it, that God is angry, he's about to pour out his wrath. My daughter, who's in Kansas City, says that people are telling her they're all in hiding because there will be no money in the banks, because God is so angry that the electricity is going to go out, that foreign nations are about to invade. And none of this has to do with the Feast of Trumpets. For the most part, the Feast of Trumpets was not a call to bring the wrath of God down on a nation. It's actually all about the total opposite. So first I want to say that the Feast of Trumpets is what's called a feast. It's one of the feast days. And the word feast, when you hear feast, what do you think about?
Food.
It has absolutely nothing to do with food. The word feast means God's appointed time. So God set aside certain days in the calendar that would point to his appointed time in the future. So the first one is the Passover. And it pointed to the death of Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross as the Passover lamb. 3 days after, on the third day after the Passover, is the Feast of First Fruits, which would point to the resurrection of Jesus. When he rose from the dead, he became the first fruits of all those who would die but one day be resurrected. On the 50th day after the Passover is called Shavuot, or what we call Pentecost. And it's looked forward to the birthing of the church, of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. On that day, they celebrated the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. But years later, the Holy Spirit fell and took the law and wrote it on the hearts of the people. It was a day they celebrated the harvest of the crops, and on that same day, thousands of souls came into the kingdom, which celebrated the first harvest of souls being birthed as Christians. After that, there are no holidays over the summer, no feast days. And most people believe that's where we're at now. We're living in God's summer. It's a time of grace. It's a time when God's arms are wide open, where anyone could come. Everyone is welcome. And the Feast of Trumpets is the first feast day after the summer. And so I'm going to read that while it tells us what to do on the Feast of Trumpets. Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. It doesn't tell us much. It says, on the first day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpets. That's all it says. So what would that point to prophetically? See, there's one aspect, like all the feast days, that it points to something that hasn't happened yet. So I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 15, a familiar verse. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words, so prophetically pointing ahead. The trumpet, the blowing of the trumpet is prophetic of the return of Jesus to the earth when he does come and establish his kingdom forever and ever. So that has not been fulfilled yet, obviously, or we wouldn't be sitting here right now. We'd be all in the glories of... But the Feast of Trumpets, the trumpet blast is not only about something future. It's also a right now thing. Because they blew the trumpet. God told the Israelites to blow the trumpet for certain reasons and at certain times. And that's what I want to focus on today. I can't do much about when Jesus is going to return other than winning souls, right? Jesus said, if the message of the kingdom gets out, we can bring the time closer. But I do not believe that tonight is a night of pouring out God's wrath on the earth. I don't care who wrote what book. And I want to show you tonight what the blowing of the trumpet is. I'm not going to spend a lot of time because we want to start to worship. And then we're going to have different times where we're going to blow the trumpets and we're going to blow them over you, over the region, over the people of God. So in Joel chapter 2, the nation was in trouble. Locusts had invaded the earth, the land. The crops were being destroyed. In Joel chapter 2, it says it was a time of great darkness. God did not say, blow the trumpet to make the darkness worse. God didn't say, we're going to blow the trumpet because it's time for the blood moon and the Shemitah, and now it's coming together, the stars are somehow aligning, and now I'm going to pour out my wrath. God said, he told Joel, blow the trumpet in Zion. Why? To awaken the people. To awaken the people of God. The blast of the trumpet is not to bring the wrath of God. The purpose of blowing the trumpet is to gather the people of God together.
Yes.
And even in the Old Testament, in Joel 2, it says if the people of God, if the ministers will all come together, come to the altar and weep and wail, it says that who knows? But that God might relent from judgment and bring a blessing instead. The trumpet is not about the judgment, it's about the blessing that God wants to reap. He said your vats will overflow with the wine and the oil. He wasn't telling Joel, blow the trumpet to make it worse. He said, blow the church so the people of God will arise and dissipate the darkness, to overcome. You see, when they blew the trumpet, one of the reasons for blowing the trumpet was it was a call to gather the people. And when Jesus returns, at the blowing of the trumpet, it says even the dead will gather together. That's some trumpet players, right? But I want to read from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 19. Then I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. So we continued the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn till the stars come out, What is it saying? When you hear the trumpet, gather the people together. If I'm in a battle, you come and stand with me. That's the purpose of the last day's trumpet. God is trying to break every wall of division in the church. Not destroy society. That's the work of the devil. Who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? God is trying. He's been calling. There's been a trumpet blast from heaven. Why? Because one could put how many to flight? What does the word say?
A thousand,
but two could put 10,000 to flight. In other words, if only two join together, we are 10 times more powerful. That's why the enemy does everything he can to keep the people divided. But at the blowing of the trumpet, if you can hear it, there's a call to join together. Every wall of division broken in the body of Christ. It was also a call for war. Numbers chapter 10, verse 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. You see, they're giving this date, all these prophetic people are giving this very date of the Feast of Trumpets, to blow the trumpet against the people created in God's image, when God is saying, when you blow the trumpet, you defeat the enemy that's been oppressing them. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. A New Testament prophet does not call down wrath on the people of God, because you have been made a nation of priests. You know what a priest does, even in the Old Testament? Like Aaron did, he stood between the living and the dead. When there was a plague breaking out against the people, Aaron got in the way. He said, if you're going to get to them, you got to go through me first. That's the heart of a New Testament prophet. Not to preach against the society, but to stand before God on behalf of the society. If you do not love this city, if you don't love this nation, you have been disqualified from praying for it or ministering in it. Everywhere I travel, people tell me, well, you're from New York City. I hate New York City. Well, then don't pray for it then. Don't come here. We don't need you here.
Come on.
Notice all these people in Colorado always calling judgment on New York and Los Angeles. It's never coming where they are. It's always coming here. This trumpet is a call to war against the enemy, against the oppressor, against lack, against poverty. As Christians, we are called to bring good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. If you believe that God is about to pour out his wrath, then your message better change. You come with me to the projects in the Bronx and you tell the people, God hates you, he's angry at you, and he's going to make you poor. Is that the gospel message? Good news to the poor. Not that you're going to be meaning total disaster in your life. But there's, if you turn to God, there's blessing and prosperity. The blowing of this trumpet, it was also a call for breakthrough. Remember when the Israelites, when they came to Jericho and the wall was in their way, and what did God say? He said, blow the trumpet and the wall will come tumbling down. Everything that's in your way from receiving your destiny, everything that stands before you is going to come down. And there's a season of breakthrough at the blowing of the trumpet. The total opposite of what these people are prophesying. God's not building walls, he's tearing down walls.
Amen.
And do you know what the scripture said? God said, shout. They said, shout, for God has given you this city. We blow the trumpet as a sign that we are taking ground, that we are advancing on the kingdom of hell. People, I talk to a lot of people that even with a place like Hollywood, oh, is Hollywood so evil? God's showing me he's about to bring it, he's going to destroy Hollywood. In the meantime, I talked to my friend who ministers there, and he told me there's a greater move of God there than he's ever seen, that producers and directors, hundreds of them are coming together next week. That there was a prayer meeting right in Hollywood with 20,000 people. So you can join with the enemy and call for its destruction and curse it. But I'm believing that the people of God, at the blowing of the trumpet, are going to overtake the kingdom of hell. And that the creativity and power of God is going to be greater than whatever junky movies the enemies can make. We don't curse the music industry. We enter in and we write better songs. If you've got creativity living in you, the creator of the universe, you can make better fashions, better designs. What if the Christians were the ones writing the greeting cards? We don't command it all to fall down. We enter in. And when you blow the trumpet, it's going to move out of the way. Every hindrance. And there's something else to me that's prophetic about the trumpet. And I'm going to ask for the worship team to come on. Here's a revelation for you. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. It says, shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. You know what that means? It's not about blowing a trumpet, even though we're going to do that, and that's prophetic and wonderful. It's all about you are God's trumpet. You are the trumpet, the goodness of God, the power of God. That's really what this holiday is all about. It's a celebration of the people of God taking their place, raising up and beginning to shout out the goodness of God. You know that years ago, thousands of years ago in the Bible, when Solomon was dedicating the temple, it says they blew the trumpet and they proclaimed, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Can you imagine that when so many prophetic people are proclaiming today God is an angry, wrathful God, that on that day when the trumpet sounded, they used it to proclaim that he is good. And I want to tell you that today, I'm tired of expecting God's worst. I'm not going to spend my whole life bracing myself for disaster. People tell me, well, expect the worst, but hope for the best. I spent my whole life expecting the worst. I'm not doing it anymore.
Amen.
I'm believing the greatest season for my life and your life is ahead and not behind. That the greatest era of revival and awakening for region. It's not about 100 years ago in the prayer revival. It's coming. So we're going to worship God right now, and in between, we're going to come up and make proclamations and blow the trumpet over you. So let's all stand and let's just begin to worship the Lord. On this night where Jewish people are gathered together in synagogues all around the world without the Spirit of God, imagine what you can do as a temple of the living God.